time now for the Saturday Morning News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather forecast for today calling for a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms with partly sunny skies otherwise, a high near 83. Mostly cloudy tonight, a slight chance of showers and storms, a low in the mid-60s. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting. A Friday night surprise for State Representative Darren Bailey as the United States Department of Justice has weighed in on Bailey's lawsuit against Governor J.B. Pritzker's COVID-19 executive orders. The lawsuit was kicked from Clay County Circuit Court to East St. Louis Federal Court by Illinois' Attorney General early this week. In a statement of interest, the DOJ late yesterday afternoon sided with Bailey. The statement supports Bailey's assertion the case needs to stay in state court.
The statement from the DOJ should be a very powerful message to convince the federal court to push the case back to Clay County Circuit Court. Really that simple.
The next step is next week, and Bailey hopes a Tuesday phone conference will result in a federal judge sending the case formally back to the circuit court in Louisville.
We will have a phone conference with the judges and attorneys on Tuesday afternoon, and we're hoping and expecting that the case will be kicked out of federal court, given back to the Illinois, the circuit court, and hopefully we'll be Judge McKinney will be hearing that case next Friday.
The DOJ has become active in some of the states with the most restrictive laws and regulations during the pandemic. In a statement, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Illinois, Stephen D. Weinhoff, said while well-intentioned, Governor Pritzker's executive orders appear to reach far beyond the scope of the 30-day emergency authority granted to the governor under Illinois law. Also Friday, a Iraq war veteran and business owner James Maynard prevailed in court when a Clay County Circuit Court judge issued a temporary restraining order against Governor Pritzker and any other state actor in Illinois from enforcing or attempting to enforce the governor's executive orders on stay-at-home and business closures. More news after this break.
What is the census? As mandated by the U.S. Constitution, the census is a once-every-decade count of everyone. When we know how many people live in the community, we're better equipped to evaluate their services. In March, the U.S. Census Bureau sent every household an invitation. In March, the U.S. Census Bureau sent everybody a questionnaire. You have the opportunity to respond online, by phone, or by mail, and federal law keeps those responses secure. Visit 2020census.gov. This message brought to you by the Wayne County Health Department.
After several hours of debate Thursday, State Representative Darren Bailey voted to oppose Senate Bill 1863 that mandates an expanded vote by mail program and unsecure curbside voting, as well as would expand using more 16 and 17-year-olds as election judges and other plans for the November 2020 general election. According to the bill sponsor, the expansion will cost county clerks and election authorities around the state over $16 million for the November general election. Representative Bailey stated, quote, "I do not believe that many counties in Illinois can afford this new mandate. It's interesting that Democrats claim the COVID-19 crisis for the need, yet seek to expose many more young people to help with the process. Concern for voter fraud seems great and could potentially hit a new level," unquote. There will be undetermined additional costs for mandating Election Day as another state holiday for state employees, schools, and universities, additional costs to the State Board of Elections and local units of government, costly and unfunded mandates on local election authorities. Reimbursement by federal government is not guaranteed. The bill calls for local election authorities to put up drop boxes for ballots to be able to harvest more votes. There are no guidelines for security of these boxes or recourse for voters whose ballots may be stolen or tampered with once placed in the new ballot collection boxes, wherever a county clerk or election authority decides. If the bill is signed by the governor and becomes law, the Secretary of State would be required to send two mailings to people to harvest their ballots and return them at an unknown cost at this point. Bailey stated anyone who is wanting to social distance because of the coronavirus or any other health concerns may already request an absentee ballot or vote early when there are fewer people voting. Democrat lawmakers claiming they want to make it easier to vote are adding massive costs to taxpayers, increasing the possibility of voter fraud, and threatening the integrity of our elections, unquote. The Illinois Department of Public Health on Friday announced 2,758 new cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 110 additional deaths, the deaths coming from Boone, Cook, DuPage, Kane, Kankakee, Lake, LaSalle, Madison, McHenry, Peoria, St. Clair, Will, and Winnebago counties. The IDPH is reporting a total of 105,444 cases, including 4,715 deaths in 100 counties in Illinois. The age of cases ranges from less than 1 to over 100 years of age. Within the past 24 hours, laboratories have reported 25,113 specimens for a total of 697,133. The statewide 7-day rolling positivity rate from May 13th to 19th is 13%. The Illinois House Republican Caucus sent a letter to Governor J.B. Pritzker Friday demanding answers and explanations regarding the possible massive data breach involving the personal information of tens of thousands of Illinoisans on the Illinois Department of Employment Security's PUA web portal. Representative Terry Bryant of Murfreesboro received a panicked phone call from a constituent that lives in Mount Vernon while trying to file for unemployment benefits under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, or PUA, program. The constituent came across a web page on the IDES website that contained the personal information of thousands of people that had applied for unemployment. Upon learning of this potential security issue, Representative Bryant immediately notified two members of the governor's staff and high-ranking staff members of the Republican caucus of the problem. Since that time, the administration has since admitted that a data breach occurred. The House Republicans sent a letter to the governor on the 16th and never received a response, thus the second letter that went out Thursday. The caucus told the governor that the data breach likely impacts tens of thousands of Illinoisans at a time they have been waiting for 2 months to be able to file for unemployment. State Representative Darren Bailey offered his comments on the situation.
The letter sent to the governor, I mean, basically exemplifies the continued problems that IDES is having. And I know there's a lot of great people, probably everyone working in IDES that's doing a wonderful job. But when you don't have the support and the backup of you know, the top, everybody at top, then we've got problems. And that's exactly what's going on at the IDES. Thanks goodness for Representative Bryant. There was a constituent in her district that, you know, discovered this and alerted her. And this has been about a week and a half ago. She immediately reached out and began trying to address the situation. And, you know, just no acknowledgement of any problems. It's very, very frustrating. This governor just continues to ignore the needs of, you know, the good working people of Illinois. And this is just simply another example of this. So, yes, I signed on to a letter that was sent to him requesting some immediate action, immediate acknowledgement, and so far had yet to hear anything.
In other news, the generosity of the Fairfield community was evident Wednesday at the Community of Christ Church Blood Drive, according to Blood Drive Coordinator Diane Vaughn. The Red Cross collected 76 blood units, right on target of the projected goal of 75 units. Winners of $25 Javaloo gift cards were Glenna Michael of Fairfield and Pam Smith of Jeff, Annette Bliss, Cindy Hoffman, Mary Maxwell, Ginger Cisco, and Tina Young were first-time donors. three donors earned special recognition for their donations. They included Bruce Dickey for donating 16 gallons, Robert Watson with 14 gallons, and Tom Walters with 9 gallons. Red Cross wishes to thank all their donors for the continued support of the Red Cross blood drives. The next local drive will be July 22nd at the Community of Christ Church in Fairfield. Jerry Sloan, McLeansboro native and Hall of Fame NBA coach, died after a battle with Parkinson's disease and dementia, the Utah Jazz announced Friday. Sloan coached the Jazz from 1988 to 2011 and was the Chicago Bulls head coach from 1979 to 1982. The Utah Jazz said in a statement, quote, Jerry Sloan will always be synonymous with the Utah Jazz. He will be forever a part of the Utah Jazz organization, and we join his family, friends, and fans in mourning his loss. We are so thankful for what he accomplished here in Utah and the decades of dedication, loyalty, and tenacity he brought to our franchise. Our Hall of Fame coach for 23 years, Jerry had a tremendous impact on the Jazz franchise, as expressed by his banner hanging in the arena rafters. His 1,223 Jazz coaching wins, 20 trips to the NBA playoffs, and two NBA Finals appearances are remarkable achievements. His hard-nosed approach only made him more beloved. Even after his retirement, his presence at Jazz games always brought a roaring response from the crowd. Unquote. Jerry Sloan won 1,000 games as the Jazz's head coach before he joined the Chicago Bulls coaching staff. He played for the team from 1966 to 1976. He was a two-time All-Star and made the All-Defensive team six times. He also had one season with the Baltimore Bullets in 1965 and 66. Sloan averaged 14 points, 7.4 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per game for his career. As a head coach, Sloan was 1,221 and 803. He only made the NBA Finals twice, both with the Jazz. One of his sons, Brian, was an All-State center for McLeansboro High School and a member of its undefeated 1984 Class A IHSA basketball championship team. Sloan was the fifth coach in NBA history to reach 1,000 points, or rather 1,000 wins, and is one of two coaches to record 1,000 or more wins with one franchise. Despite leading the Jazz to 15 straight playoff appearances, he never won the Coach of the Year. Sloan was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2009. Area river stages as of this morning. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 21.81 feet. Flood stage 17 feet. And Clay City, the stage is 16.83 feet. Flood stage 18 feet. At Carmine, the stage is 20.01 feet, flood stage 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City stands at 6.34, flood stage 15 feet, and the Wabash at Mount Carmel at 19.33 feet, flood stage 19 feet. Rain chances are in the forecast the next several days, mainly in the afternoon hours with the heating of the day. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
Others have come and gone in the past 70 years, but our dedication to superior service and free delivery has helped us thrive for four generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmine. We deliver our quality products for free, and then if you ever call us for service, we're in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. This is Sean Rush inviting you to manage your home the way you want, easier, faster, and smarter with Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement plans, investment accounts, health savings accounts, and more. Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Cisney branch at 401 Park Street for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 62-year-old McLeansboro resident Oscar Lee Dale died at 1:17 Thursday morning in Mount Vernon, Illinois. He was a welder and supervisor at Magnum Steelworks in Mount Vernon, Illinois, and an avid hunter, fisherman, and a golfer. Survivors include a son, Jason Dale of Mount Vernon, Illinois, three daughters, Sarah Carr of Woodlawn, Rachel Lee of Dix, and Shauna Shook of Mount Vernon, Illinois, a sister, Deborah Dale of McLeansboro, a brother, Delbert Gene Dale of Sugarloaf, Pennsylvania, nine grandchildren and numerous nieces and nephews, along with a dear friend, Pamela Dickens. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, a private family memorial service will be held and a family burial of ashes will be conducted, as per Oscar's wishes. Reverend Robert Seyfried will officiate the service. The Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the service. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Did you know that Wabash Communications offers more than just high-speed internet? We offer video services, home monitoring solutions, voice services, and most importantly, 24/7 customer care you can count on. Customer satisfaction is the top priority of Wabash Communications Co-op. Whether it be answering phone calls, resolving issues in person, we are here to serve you. Our 24/7 customer support center is here to help you with any issues or outages you may endure. Call Wabash today at 618-665-3311 to speak to a local friendly face.
Here is a look at the weather forecast today. Just a 30% chance of showers and storms, mainly be like the pop-up kind. They pop up during the heating of the day. Partly sunny with a forecast high 83. Some locations could get to about the mid-80s. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and storms. A mostly cloudy, a low of 66. Sunday, a 40% chance of showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high of 86. Monday, Memorial Day, a 70% chance of showers and storms, especially during the afternoon. We'll likely see some sunshine during the morning hours, high of 85. Tuesday, showers and storms are likely, partly sunny, high of 83. Wednesday, chance of showers and storms, partly sunny, high of 82. And then Thursday, showers and storms are likely, partly sunny, forecast high 83. Yesterday's high in Fairville was 82. Our low this morning was 62. And currently in Fairfield, underneath a mixture of sun and clouds, it is 65. And real quick, want to go ahead and mention that Matt Kenny, who is well known for cooking pork burgers and ribeyes and all that, well known chef, he's going to be teaming up with Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation for this season's first COVID pork burger sale today at the Fairfield Save-A-Lot from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Now, what Matt is cooking up, what he along with the Hope Rescue Crew hopes to be the largest sale ever. Now, if you are afraid to attend because of the quarantine, they will deliver. So if you want to place an order for delivery, contact Rhonda, 618-599-6749. You can even text your name, address, and quantity to be delivered after 10:30 a.m. So if Darren was to text Rhonda, I live on this residence, I need 10 pork burgers all to myself, they could do it. Anyway, also too on site, they'll have a guest appearance by Miss Rodeo Illinois, Help Rescue's equine therapist, Brooklyn Hazel of Albion. It's going to be at the Fairfield Save-A-Lot today. Again, starting at 9:30 this morning, going until 1 o'clock. Matt Kenny teaming up with Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation.